and the day and the way when the night by Salim.
Good evening, our voice side. So, the Shaila is something happens every single day, and every single time it happens, we're not sure how many supposed to wait, 6, 1 minute, why, who said you have to wait for 9, 8? It's always, every single time it happens, especially when it's a minyan matzumtzum, we're not clear, and everybody's looking at each other, how many people do you have to wait for before the Shliach Tzibur can start? So now, the emes says it depends, Shachas Mincha and Maariv. Maariv has got one halacha, and Shachas Mincha has a different halacha. Why? Because Maariv is only Kaddish, and Shachas Mincha is Chazos HaShatz. Yeah, it's a bit different. What's exactly the difference? We'll see exactly. Maybe we'll try and be Mazbezel, but what's the why should there be a difference? So the first thing is like this. The Mechaber writes in Simon Nun Hei. The Mechaber writes like this. Simon Nun Hei, Siv Vav. This siman is talking about Hilchas Kaddish and Kedusha. It's not talking about Hilchas Chazos HaShatz. Hilchas Kaddish and Kedusha. When can he say Kaddish and Kedusha? So the Mechaber there writes as this. The Mechaber starts off that in Sif Aleph, Ein Oimrim, Oyseh B'Pachas Ma'asaros, Chorim, B'nei Chorim, G'doylem. It has to be 10 people. We know the rule is that for in order it should be B'nei Kedashti B'Tech B'nei Israel, that you can say Dvan Shabbat Kedusha. You have to have always 10 people. You can't have less than 10 people. Now, fine, so you have 10 people in the room, very good. Says the Mechaber Sivav, so you have 10 people, v'mhischil echad ma'asor le'ispale levada, v'en yochel anasimoyim. So what happens if, well, of these 10 people, one of them is Damnish Manesha. So he's in his own world, he can't answer, I mean. Oh, he says, Mechaber v'aytoy shu yoshin. And he's always sleeping, he's zich in his own world, right? But he's here in the room. Is it good enough or not? Is this considered 10 people? Says the Mechaber filachim itztarifimoyim. The Mechaber says that it doesn't matter, it's still called a minion. Even if you have one person, either he's davening, or even worse, he's sleeping, and he's bechlal not going to answer, it could even be he's not listening, he can't even hear, he's still mitztarif. Right? That's Mechaber paskens. Where does this Mechaber come from? This Mechaber comes from a Rosh. The Rosh writes, the Bisotza brings down that the Gemara says in Brachas that what happens if you have a kotna mutl barisa? What happens if you've got a child who's still in his buggy and he's in the shul? Can he mitztarif? So the Gemara wants to say that you can't be mitztarif for cotton. Okay, but we paskin, you can't be mitztarif for cotton. What's the sibba? Why is the cotton not mitztarif in a minyan? So the sibba is the sibba why he's not mitztarif because he can't answer. He doesn't know how to answer. He can't listen. He's not following, and he can't answer. So says that God, my minister, which also brings down, it's a modcha. Says the modcha that it's only because the child's a baby. It's only because he's a baby he can't follow. But it's meduyik. What happens if he can't follow? He's not following. He's not because he's davening or sleeping. But he can follow. He's a person. He's a godly who can follow. Then why not? Why shouldn't he be mitztarif? That's what the modcha wants to hold. That's what he wants to say. He can mitztarif.
Says. Well, if you say the reason baby can't because it can't mitztarif, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, so maybe a cotton is better than a tinnik, a mutl barisa. Why can't? Yeah, it has to be a godl. It has to be a godl. There is a shit that holds that a cotton can be mitztarif. There is a shit that a cotton can be mitztarif. If a cotton is holding a chumash, the Mechaber brings it could be mitztarif, but the Mechaber disagrees to it. But a cotton can't. It has to be dafka anoshim gdoilim. It has to be dafka gdoilim. But because the Gemara has got such a tzad that even a cotton, so you see from that the chson is only because he's a cotton. Okay, so maybe because he's not a godl yet. But be'etzem, if Luyotzi is a godl, even if he's got the same chesaron as a cotton, that he's sleeping, because he's a godl, and be'etzem, he could, then, right? That's what the Motcha wants to say. So it says another Bis Yosef that he brings from his Rebbe, the Bis Yosef's Rebbe, the Maribe Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Rav, that he wants to say, therefore, if somebody's sleeping or if he's davening, then the Metzia says there's 10 people, Metzia says there's a minion, so it's good enough. Why do you have to have him to follow? Right? But then he wants to say that the Rosh holds not like that. The Rosh holds you have to have 10 people that all are listening, everybody's listening, and everyone's together. But says the Bis Yosef, but I may say the minna ga'ilam. Listen to this, very careful. Chazino de nagu alma that masichin sichas chulin. They just schmooze at the back and they're still included in the minyan. He says that Bis Yosef Avar Gav Dribi Magamgam, the Shema Korea Bida and Bida Makeves boy, maybe it's better when we're all awake, we're all alert, that we could follow, so it's better. You're grounded not following, but a person who's sleeping, maybe not, because the way he's right now, he can't follow, so maybe it's worse, but he wants to say no. Kedai Umuri Lis Mecholov, and therefore the halacha says Bis Yosef, I can be saying on the fact that even if he's sleeping or he's doubling, and the fact that there's 10 people in the room, then there's no problem, he can say Dvam Shabakdusha. Okay, very good. That's the what? So that's the machaber in Siman Nun Hei that says you can sorry for them, and this is only the gaba kadosh and kedusha. Now, very good. So machabers that you can. There's no problem. You're allowed to have even one. So you've got basically 10 people. The Baal Tefillah is the shat. Seems of is not answering. He's saying it. So it doesn't matter if only how many people are answering. 8. Right? Because it's him. 10 minus him, 10 minus the one who's sleeping, so 8 is good enough.
Even that? 3 of them don't have to be
doubling enough. Wait. No, why 3 of them? We're talking about now one. Only one. Just one is not following. Says the Magen Avraham. Why Dafka if there's only one? What's why Dafka one? Even if there's three who are sleeping or davening or schmoozing, maybe there shouldn't be schmoozing. We'll see in a moment. Even if there's three, as long as there's roiv. The some poskim wants to bring that maybe even 5 is good enough. Why? Even if 4 are schmoozing or 4 are whatever busy with their own things, but you got 5 plus the shirts. So you already, you've got roiv like that. Right? So some, right, the Magen Avraham, maybe it's Maduk, the Magen Avraham, maybe 5 is also good enough, but the Maisa, the Magen Avraham wants to bring that maybe you're allowed to have, even if there's just Roiv, is also good enough. The Magen Avraham himself disagrees with it. The Magen Avraham says that you don't see any Raya for more. The Gemara is only talking about one cotton. You can't bring me a Raya for more than that. The Magen Avraham himself disagrees with it, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it a Dina. Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Nun Hei. He brings down the Dina, this Shitta, and then he brings the Magen Avraham as well, B'Shem Yesh Oimrim. What's the Lashon Mishneh Berurah? Is Hu Adin Yoisem Echad Ulvad Sheyishor Rubam Shein Mesparin Mishmoin Esu V'Chirim Lan Simon V'Yesh Machmirim B'Yoisem Echad, but the others who are Machme, right? The others who are Machme is the Chayodim Be'Eitim brings from Magen Avraham. Okay, so that's point number one. So now, when it comes to Ma'ariv, this is now Ma'ariv, when it comes to Ma'ariv, Meikah Adin, there's no problem, L'chayr, there's no problem to have 6 people, Meikah Adin, and it's good enough, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the Minuk. So to have 5, including the Shatz or not, I don't know, I haven't seen that the Olam Anoik, Ad Kedikach, to Meikah so much, because Keshuvah brings down this Kula. For Kaddish, right? We're talking about after everyone's finished the Shtilish Menester, how many people? You've got Minyan and Metzumtzum, how many people do you have to wait for? So you have to wait for 6, right? Maybe you can be Machmeh, Kul Magen Avraham, maybe you should wait really for 8. Maybe you should wait for 8. But Meikah Adin, it's enough to wait for 6. So now, Meikah Adin, especially if you have a Minyan and Metzumtzum, you can zecha wait for 6. If you see a Minyan, if you see especially B'nai Torah Minyan, which they're Makpeh, to wait for 8, then you know why. Why? Because it comes from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham doesn't hold that there's no Kula. But Meikah Adin, there's no problem to wait for 6. Even maybe 5, that I haven't seen, you have to find out maybe if you can make it even with 5. Maybe if it's mamash b'shas ha-tchak, maybe you could. A lot of times this tchak is very, 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 Okay, so that's Ma'ariv. Now the problem is when it comes to Shachris and Mincha, why? What's the difference? Because Shachris and Mincha, there's Chazoros ha-shatz. So what? What's the difference? Chazoros ha-shatz and Kaddish. So now... So what? So Kaddish also. Kaddish also. What's the rule? The rule is you can only say Kaddish if there's a minion. So now we just said that even if the minion are not all together, even if a myriad of them are not doing it or not, doesn't matter, right? So what's enough can we do now in Chazos HaShatz? Chazos HaShatz, it's only said with a minion. There's a minion over here. And you're telling me by Kaddish is good enough. You got people answering on main, as long as there's the roif. So what's... Okay, so now it comes along the Machaber, the Sim Kuf Chav Dalet, and he says complete opposite, exact opposite. And somebody spoke about this on Monday in Star Yidei as well. This brought down this Tira and Machaber, remember? Yeah. Right. So says the Machaber there, and Sim Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Dalet, Kishishliach Tzibu Chayza Atfila HaKol Yashem Lishtik L'Chavin L'Brachas Shemavor Chachaz Melan Asomi. Okay, you have to follow, right? Says the Mechaber, and if there's no 9, meaning every single one of the minion of the 10 following, 9 don't follow, it's Korov Leo's Berchoisov Levatola. Korov Leo's Berchoisov Levatola. It's very likely that it's Brachas Levatola. So nachira, says mamash mafurish, it's open stira, says tisimun tisimununi. Why is the machabe all that you have to have dafka every single one following? If you hold that is enough for a minion in the room and the roi follow, so why here suddenly do we say every single one has to follow? Right? And this lashon is bets and brought down in a Torah, and it comes from the Rosh. This is the lashon Arosh. This is the lashon, and he's quoting. It's Pasha the Machaber is quoting the lashon Arosh. So now there's three malachim how to miyashav the steer. There's three malachim how to miyashav the steer. The mahalach that everybody knows, the main mahalach, and it seems to be this the mahalach that we take on, is that there's difference between kaddish and chazos hashatz. There's a kaddish the Machaber is mekel, chazos hashatz the Machaber is mechayev all nine. Why is there a difference? Why is there a difference? It's not clear exactly why it's different. It seems Chazos HaShatz is a very interesting, very different. Because what's Chazos HaShatz? Chazos HaShatz says Bizman Chazal when Amaratzim who couldn't daven, right? They didn't have any sidurim. They didn't know how to daven. So Chazal instituted that the Sheikh Tzibur should repeat in order to see, even if just there's one person in this minion who doesn't know how to daven, Chazal instituted that's how I should look. So now even later, if it changed, the Chazal say we can still continue in this takona. Why? Because since then, the takona was, this is how the Tzuras HaTfile is, there's always a repetition because of this one or two people, so therefore it continued on today, even though we have everyone's Baruch Shem Baki, everybody knows how to daven, Chazal still continued this. So now, so it's a bit different, why? Because Be'etzem, a minion shouldn't really be Mechayev, Chazos HaShatz. Because we already all davened. Just because it's a minion, why should we repeat? The Teretz is only because there was a time when people couldn't daven, and then the people had to actually follow. The people who were there, let's say there's this one person, he couldn't daven, he had to follow. What happens with Zman Chazal? There's a shatz over there, and he's finished with the shatz, and I know for a fact that every single person, this minion, knows how to daven. And they've all davened already. Does the shatz repeat? Before this takona that we should continue on, this hour should be even mizman hazeh. Yeah, maybe not, because there was no takona yet, and there's no reason why I should repeat, because meichtes has to be moitz anybody, everybody's already davened mincha or shachris. It's only because now Chazal. So now, the tzura, the way Chazal made it is that it should be, that it has to be, that he's got to be moitz somebody. So we've got to treat it, right, as if he's being moitz us. Right, I didn't see any svaras. This is the way it's got to be done, in a way that's as if he's being moitzi me. That's why I've got to follow every single word and answer I made, and I've got to be the one thinking it's me. Maybe I'm the one. It's every single one of us have to, because that's the tzura of Lechazal.
So what? To one who's sleeping, he can't be.
No, according to what we're saying now, you're not allowed to. There's no one who's allowed to be sleeping over here. According to this mechabana, right? No one's allowed to sleep. Right? Everybody has to follow. According to the way we're explaining now. Everybody has to follow, yeah? Right? That's one halakha. And that is why the Machaber paskens, they have to have all nine, right? That's why you have to have all nine. Okay, that's one mahalach. That's one mahalach. Now, there's another two mahalachim, which is each one is opposite of the other one. In other words, the next mahalach is that the main shita is like the Mechaber in Kuf Chof Dalet, that you have to always wait for nine. And the Mechaber in Simen Nun Hei that says it's enough roiv, he's Choyza. He's Choyza. Right? He's Choyza from that shita, and he always, you have to always wait. And even for Kaddish and Gdusha, according to this Malach, you have to wait for nine to finish. Even for Kaddish. The next Malach is the other way around. And that is the main shita is in Simen Nun Hei, that it's enough to have nine, enough to have eight, or even six, according to what we said. It's enough to, and in Simen Kuf Chof Dalet, the Mechaber says you have to wait for every single one. Is only in a Rav Chedemilsa. It's only in a Rav Chedemilsa. The Mechaber is just quoting the Rosh, and the Katkhila, that's what you should be doing. And maybe the Katkhila should be even by Kaddish and Dusha. Right? There's no difference. There's no difference. So, according to the first of these two Malchim, the Mechaber's Chayz, the Mechaber's, you always have to have nine. Even by Kaddish and Kedusha, so even by Ma'ariv, even for Ma'ariv, you have to have nine. According to the third Malach, it's the other way around. That you never really, Meikadin have to have nine. It's enough to have six, seven, or eight. Meikadin. And even by Chazos HaShatz. Not only by Kaddish and Kedusha, even by Chazos HaShatz. Right? So that's these two, these two Malchim over here. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings in Simon Kuf Chof Dalet. Mishnah Brura brings a Peredik Kazakh, which bends him as a Mogen Avraham. And he says this. Va'olam noegim letzarf leminin esman chazos hashatz afilu mishayoydim boi shemesiach ve'ilu shemeach chazos hashatz keroy. The minhag is that we include people who don't follow. Even people are actually schmoozing. People are talking, which is mamash wrong, but we still, the minig is Magen Avraham. This is the Magen Avraham. The minig is that we include them as well. Now, this is Be'etzim Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham takes on, that like the Maharik, the main shitta, the Be'ikah, Me'ikadin, the main shitta is like the Mechabaras and Simon Nunhei, that it's enough to have, there's two Mahalchim, either because he holds, there's two sibbas why we can be makel. It's enough to have six, even by chazos hashatz. One is because the way we said that makel din simon nunhei. This is a separate siddur, a separate nekuda. This is another nekuda. The minig ha'olam is not two, and that's where we can be makel. Says the Taz, minig ha'olam. You follow the minig ha'olam. You follow Rishayim. Says the Taz, because these people they decided not to be makpid this halacha. Therefore, we can go with it. The Taz is purely properly chaylik on this shit, on this Magen Avraham, this kula. But the Ma'aseh Mishabur brings down that even for Chazal Sashatz, you can be Mekel, and the way I explained this, two is Berim, either because we take on Mekel, then like Simon Hay, or because this minig, therefore we never took on, like the minig was never to take on this Mechaba, right? So now, the Paschim want to make a Sikkum. When it comes to a Sikkum, how to, like this. So when it comes to Ma'ariv, so like this. According to the Tzad, that the Mechaba really takes on, always, you have to wait for nine, even in Simon Nun Hei, even for Kalsha Kedusha, it comes out, Lekatchila, you should have to wait for nine, right? There are some Poskim who say that's what the Mechaba's shit is, so therefore, if you see again a minion, who are makpit to have nine, then you understand why. The Sibbe is, because they take on the Mechaba, when the Mechaba writes in Simon Kofch of Dalet, to have nine, it applies to Hilchas Kalsha Kedusha as well, right? But, Meikadin, that's not the halacha. Meikadin for Mariv, there's no question about it. You can zikha wait for eight, and even for six. Some shuls wait for seven, in between eight and six. Why? Because no, they need seven people besides the shatz. They want seven. Why seven? Because they want a ruba de minka. It should be a recognizable roif. Should be ruba de minka, right? It should be recognizable, not just exactly over five, but it has to be a little bit more than six. It should be clear. Okay, some shuls apparently are mak. But otherwise, make a din if you've got a minion. But some if you have a minion in your house or whatever it is in an airport, or you have to rush this, you have to catch something there. There's no problem at katchila whatsoever to wait only for six. Right? That's married. Now, no, that's married. Right, he just came in here. Now, but Shachas Mincha is a different story. Shachas Mincha, without the Mechaba takes on that you have to have Dafka nine, exactly nine. You can't be Mitzaref anybody who's sleeping or davening. And it's only the Meshabru just brings the Minig Olam is not to follow this Chumra. So, Avada, Me'ikadin, it's not a Chumra. Me'ikadin, you should wait for nine. Me'ikadin, you should wait for nine. Right? But, because there are shittas, especially the Mishnah Berurah, because there are shittas who hold that even for shachas and minchim and chazos hashatz, it's enough to have roiv. It's enough to have not roiv. Enough to have less than nine, and you can mitzar for the people who are in the. Therefore, even for shachas and mincha, b'makom tzayrach, the pasuk says makom tzayrach, like the Mishnah Berurah brings it here, b'makom tzayrach, you can wait for eight or even for six, because now, in other words, eight is just one kula. It's always excluding. No, always excluding the shatz. Always excluding the shatz. Exactly. You have to have the oinim. Oinim is either eight or six. Now, having six, you're relying on two kuras. Kura number one is you're taking on that the mechaba who says you have to have nine. We're not going with that. We hold the mechaba. The mechaba really holds meikadin. Then that you have to, that's enough to have even one less is good. Like in Simon Nunhei, right? So that's better than already one kula, because even those shittas hold. Really, you should be waiting for nine. That's kura number one. Kura number two is, you're taking on like the shittas the Magen Avraham brings down, that's enough to wait for six. So Be'etzim, it's two kulas you're waiting for, you're relying on. Right? But yeah, if there's a tzoyach, if there's a makom tzoyach, you can rely even on these two kulas. That's apparently the minig as well. Minig olam today is that even for shachris and mincha, if there's a minyan matzumtzim and you're in a rush, if there's people you have to catch, and as well, sometimes there's one bal tefillah, there's one person davening, you know, he davens, he's marich in his tefillah, good for him, right? But you know, you know he's marach in his tefillin. You know you're going to have to wait another 3 minutes for him. And it's not fair to put him under the lachatz, and then you're going to waiting, and it becomes a whole. So yes, yeah, so then Avad, of course, is a makom to be maker. But Edsem, every story is its own story. You can't say the rule is that it's this. No, everything's different. You have to see. You have to be able to measure each minyan and say, wait a minute, are we, is this a real tzirich or not? You have to have somebody to be able to have the yeshiva das, to be able to, and sometimes it's not really a tzirich, it's just we have to measure. Now, just to finish off, why do we have to have Bechlal, a roiv, who are answering? What's wrong? Let's ask such a question. Kaddish needs a minyan. Fine, beseda. What happens if, let's say, 9 people want to say Kaddish, and there's only 10 people in the shul? The poskim say it's okay, right? As long as there's 10 people in the minyan, it says good enough. So why do Bechlal have to have oinim? By Kaddish, why do you have to have roiv oinim? What's wrong to have? What's the problem? If you have 10 people in the shul, says there's v'nikdashti, there's the shchina, and therefore it's a you can say dvam shvukdusha. Why do you have to have them all oinim? What do you have to have roiv oinim? What happens if there's no oinim at all? And especially mechazos hashatz, I can understand. There's a svara. Wherever the svara is, we try to get ourselves out of it. There's a svara. Why you have to have the oinim? Because we need you to connect to be able to do that. Otherwise, the chazal will never mend this. Also, but why when it comes to Dvam Kshibakdusha, do you have to have Oinim? I don't know the answer, we'll find out one day.
Yeah.
Some people say you can have all 10 people.
Yeah.